Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
I got emails from everywhere across the country this week. Thank you, everybody, for your support. Before I introduce our guest, I have an announcement to make.
Do you?
The Girl Scout Troop 70411 sold 785 boxes of cookies.
Really?
A new record for their troop. They at the front of the shop right all day on a Saturday, they sold 235 boxes of cookies. Okay. We had the anonymous donor from Ohio that sent 50 boxes to the troop, and I sent 100 boxes to the troops.
Very nice.
And then I sent some boxes to my employees and staff. And
I didn't get any boxes.
They're all gone. Oh. I just want to thank everybody for...
The Thin Mints?
Yeah, they're all gone. Oh. I want to thank everybody for blowing it out of the park and selling so many cookies. And I'll tell you what, a lot of them went to the troops, Sandy. Ann is going to give me a breakdown of how many went to the troops.
That's really
But
nice.
I bet you more than half people sent
them
to the troops.
How do they get them there?
So they pack them in boxes and they ship them and overseas and they're dispersed to different units. Yes.
Wow, very nice.
So we have a guest calling in today. Go ahead,
it's
Sandy.
Not really
I'm
a
not
guest.
Talking to him.
Not really a guest. Jose calling in on the phone. Hey, say hello, Jose.
Hello, everyone. Guest. I've been helping you guys.
You've been guest. You're not a guest. You're like family here. It's just
he's calling in from his school in Hake, Alaska.
In Hake, Alaska.
Yes.
Yes. It's just nice. His new school, just located on Main Street in Hake, Alaska. So how's the weather in Philly right now on this?
It is
Friday
warm
afternoon
and wet and. It looks like spring is going to start peeking through very soon. Really happy.
Why are the shitbags coming out of the?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I got a call yesterday. Hey, you got any original Mac 10s? I'm like, okay. No, you may want to call a gun store, but no, we don't have any original Mac 10s.
Now Jose is on because he's pissed off. He came on the show to correct me. Jose, tell everybody where you are and your domain and how they can contact you so I don't screw it up anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. My domain is phillyguntraining.com. I'm lead instructor and owner of Philadelphia Firearms Training, but since that's really, really long, we shortened it to Philly Gun Training. And we can be reached at phillyguntraining.com and on Facebook at Philly Gun Training as well.
And where are you located?
We're located at 935, soon to be 933 Spring Garden Street, right across the street from the fabulous Pennsylvania Philadelphia Gun Permits Unit, where everyone has to go for a license to carry.
And you're moving right next door to a facility about three times the size.
Absolutely. We're actually going from about 300 square feet to about 3,000 square feet, thanks to...
Wow, 10 times the size.
In no small part to our students. We are blessed with some of the best students in Philadelphia. The people that walk through our doors and take our classes are really...
You don't need
really
any friggin' business, so why do you have us pumping your thing? You don't need business.
That's a good question, Sandy. The reason is I spent half of my time trying to educate people. I spent half of my time distributing materials to people that knock on my door because the city of Philadelphia does a really, really horrible job at educating people. But they're the first individuals.
The city of Philadelphia has always hated concealed carry. They've always hated guns. You've got Mayor Nutter, one of the most anti-gun mayors in the country. Next to Rahm Emanuel, I think he's probably number two.
Now, yesterday, our almost on the fence anti-gun governor, Christie, pardoned Shanine Allen, who was wrongfully, charged. Well, she was correctly charged because our laws are FUBAR in New Jersey. But again, we tell everybody on the show, if Shanine Allen had taken your class, she would have known better than to drive to New Jersey with her PA carry permit and a gun.
Absolutely. You know, I tell people again, thanks to, most of my, not all my certifications come from you, Anthony. You know, I consider you a dear friend and my mentor. I wouldn't be where I am without my students, without your support and my
A lot of love right back to you.
Which shall be named, we'll name him Dr. X because he's very humble, so he knows who he is. I love you guys, and thank you for all your help. But absolutely, I tell my students, I can't factor in the Momo factor. You know, the dummy factor, right? But
the Momo factor?
Yeah, I call it the Momo factor.
Is that a Bronx, New York expression, the Momo factor?
No. You know where Momo comes from? It comes from Anthony. For years, Anthony called me Momo. Come here, Momo.
Yes.
Does that mean? I asked him one day. I said, Anthony, does it mean son? Does it mean protege?
It's endearing.
It's a term of endearment.
I got it from Sam Momo Giancana, who was the mafia boss. Okay? That's where I got it.
Which you're lucky he's dead, because if he ever heard that.
Yeah, he didn't like to be called Momo. But anyway, that's where I got it from. But I love you.
I tell people, I can't, my basic pistol class, there's absolutely no way that you're going to have a negative discharge. It's not possible unless you don't follow what I say, because I can't factor in the Momo factor. And I introduce you, Anthony, as part of that legacy as well. And I tell the story of your Momo story. So your legend lives on.
Thank you. Now, I just read an article in NPR. More African Americans support carrying legal guns for self-defense. This was from NPR. And, I mean, you see the same minority trends at your school also, right, Jose?
Absolutely. It's one of these things where 95% of the people who walk through my door are people of color. And all they want is an option to protect themselves other than harsh language or other than a flashlight. In the case of the individual that got shot in Overbrook, he had a leash in one hand, he had a flashlight in the other as he was bleeding from a chest wound from a 15-year-old, They
wow.
just want to protect themselves. They want an option to protect themselves, And so they come on my door, knock on my door, usually asking, is this where you get your permits? Because the city is just really, individuals don't even really know where to go get a permit or the process either. So.
They try to keep it as big a secret as they possibly can in Philly.
Absolutely. So only the criminals can carry, right? So, again, it goes back to wanting to empower yourself with the ability to protect yourself and education. And those are two of the things that I try to focus on, and as do you, Anthony.
You get a police chief like Chief James Craig from Detroit. He says that African Americans and minorities nationally have been slower to embrace concealed carry because so many of them live in places where it's more restricted.
Right.
And I want to talk more about training when we come back.
Okay, well, we'll be back with more of Philly Gun Talk with Master Trainer Jose Morales from Philadelphia Firearms Academy, PhillyGunTraining.com, right after this message from attorney Evan Knappen. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Since Jose is on the show, we'll let him plug his own company. Jose, plug your company.
Come to Philly Gun Training, Philadelphia Firearms Academy, for all of your self-defense training needs. We specialize in the concealed carry training and preparing individuals for legally obtaining their license to carry and for training you to be a responsible and safe gun owner and defensive carrier.
And you're in downtown Salt Lake City, Utah, right?
Pretty much right across the street from the gun permit unit, the Philadelphia Gun Permit Unit.
You know, Craig says when you look at New Jersey, you look at New York, you look at California and D.C. and Chicago, it's a foreign experience for minorities to get a concealed carry permit or to embrace guns. And the other thing is that a lot of minorities grew up thinking it's a sin to carry a gun. You know, the justice system still tends to see armed minorities as aggressors, especially in situations where the facts are murky. Ainsley said that one time he was on a show.
Right.
He's afraid that if he's got a gun in his hand in his house and he calls the police, they're going to come in and think he's
and
the bad
him.
Guy.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So these are the things, I know you talk about this, that these are some of the things that you're trying to teach your students when they come in, is when and when they can't have a gun, what to do with the gun, what to do when the police arrive. Obviously, all of that stuff started here at Gun for Hire, and you perpetuated it down at Philly Gun Training, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. I tell people it's as important to know how to interact with law enforcement and also to know judicious use of deadly force and deadly force law as much as it is to know how to draw from a concealed holster and engage multiple targets, because chances are we're never going to use those skills. But we're probably going to be stopped by a police officer, and they just want to go home like anybody else, but they don't know you until you establish that you're a card-carrying good guy. This is what I tell my students. Don't feel that we're second-class citizens because we're carrying a firearm. No, 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 no. We need to project the image and explain that because I have a license to carry and a gun, I've passed at least 2 character and background checks. So you need to worry about the individual that hasn't passed any. But we have to interact with law enforcement in a way that shows that we're responsible gun owners, and that's where education comes in.
What are some of the tips that you give to your students about that in a traffic stop in, say, Philadelphia?
What we tell students is not stuff that we make up based on on what we hear other instructors say, or a lot of times the approach a lot of instructors are just do what I say because I say so. No, what we do is we try to go ahead and we pull best practices from. We train police officers, we train law enforcement, we train lots of individuals in Philadelphia that have lost their license to carry. It's really backwards here in Philly in that you will lose your license to carry the moment that you break a rule. But they don't let you really know what the rules are until after you break
Boy,
them.
Boy, that's so a surprise.
So give me a driver's license, right, without needing to know, to own a car, know how to drive, for example, or even need to know what those red, green, and yellow things are. But the moment you get a moving violation, bam, you lose your license to carry. So I tell people education is the key. Get educated. So one of the things we tell students to do is, if you're stopped by a police officer, common sense. Use common sense. If you were the police officer, what would you be worried about? Act in a responsible manner and move slowly, first and foremost. I've had police officers, for example, tell me, Jose, if I pull you over and you already have your license, registration, and proof of insurance out, I'm going to assume you already knew you did something wrong. So I tell students, just pull over, keep your hands in plain sight, interact with the law enforcement officer with respect, and ask them what's wrong. They may actually be pulling you over to wish you a nice day. Who knows?
Happens to me a lot. I get pulled over to ask, have a nice day. Yes.
I like your car.
Like your car. Yeah. Yeah. That's
What percentage of people did you say are minorities that come into your school?
Oh, my gosh. 95%? At least. Yeah. At least.
It's interesting because
a lot of women too. A lot of
I was going to ask you: is the trend the same in Philly as it is everywhere else, where there is a lot of women?
A huge, huge market. So much so that we're going to be having women's only defensive handgun classes, courses just designed for women.
Wow, that many women?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And they're the ones with common sense, Andy. They're the ones that we have a sign in the front that says, "Please knock before entering." And I play this little game and see who knocks before. All the women will read and knock. All the guys pull the door instead of pushing the door.
Of
it's
course,
like the same group of the gifted.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But, most of the typical woman will come on in and say, listen, you know, I'm thinking about buying a gun. I'm afraid of guns. And I tell her, I'm afraid of guns too, but I'm more afraid of those who don't know how to handle them safely, so you come to the right place, you know. And they tell me, I just want to be able to protect myself. Things are rough. That's literally what the majority of people say.
So that they are feeling it. They're feeling the tension that's out there. Well, you know, it is springtime, so right now the crime does go up. We're going to be talking about that with our next guest on the next segment, Detective Lieutenant John Uzzolino. And you notice, you know, police officers can testify to this all the time, right? I mean, as soon as it warms up,
correct.
It just everything goes crazy.
Correct. And as it gets hot, the criminals come out. But again, I think what you're doing, Jose, is a great thing down there. And what else should we talk to him about? I really don't want to talk to him anymore. Oh, are you going to NRA convention next week, Jose? Jose, you going to NRA next week?
This year, I'm not going to be able to. I'm trying to manage the transition from our old space to our new space, and it's a lot of work.
Well, gotcha. Plus, they don't really allow Puerto Ricans in Nashville.
Yes, they do. I'm going to be in Nashville on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the NRA conventions, April, like this, 10th to 13th or something like that. And, you know, it should be good there. I'm probably going to run for a board seat next election, so I'm going to go out and face a few of the people that are pissed off at me and have some fun with that and see what I can do. You know, speaking to you, Jose, again, one of the reasons why I would love to get a board seat is because I'd like to push more minority membership, more minority outreach, inner city outreach with the NRA, because I think we've saturated the old white guy market already. And I know they don't want to hear that all the time because I'm preaching to the proverbial old white guy choir.
And the problem is, I think also that a tremendous amount of the training training efforts in the country are centered around not urban training, but just general, you know, out there in the middle of the woods or out there in the middle of the desert.
Correct.
Shooting at things that don't move. So it is so much different. Isn't that true, Jose, in Philadelphia, too? I mean, you have the same issues dealing with home defense that Anthony does here in an urban environment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, and it's all about, again, like we always circle back around, or I do, to education. You know, I did a presentation not too long ago, and we were talking about judicious use of deadly force and the need to know when you're on the more solid end of legal ground to pull that gun. And one of the guys said to me, one of the individuals asked me a question about if you have a home invader, and I said, is it a home invasion or is it a burglary? Explain to me that the time, the scenarios. And he goes, well, what's the difference? Very big difference. You know, the mentality of a home invader who knows you're there, he has no issues kicking down that door
and shooting you,
having control in 30 seconds via violence, is very different than the individual that wants to go in and out when you're not there to take your stuff, you know?
Right. Education. Coming in and surprising somebody who's already there versus somebody who kicks your door in are two entirely different people.
Exactly. And you have to have plans of action prior to the issue, prior to the event, so you can act accordingly. Not only you, but the whole family. Everybody has to have a part of the solution, so to speak, right, Anthony?
Correct.
And you guys deal with things like close proximity of bystanders, close proximity of neighbors, which you don't usually have, like in places where I live. I mean, I've got 5 acres surrounding me, and then 100 acres in my backyard. So, it's not. I literally could probably shoot a 50-cal off in the backyard and not worry about hitting anyone. Where
exactly.
You guys, you really have to worry about where that bullet's going to travel once it leaves the gun.
And well,
you
hit the nail on the head, Sandy. Well, a lot of my time is spent on people that walk on in 5, 6, 10, 15 minutes sometimes, educating these people and saying, you know what, if I never see you again, you need to know that a 40 caliber Smith & Wesson with high velocity ammunition, if you may have added some plus P Zombie Max ammo, probably isn't the best gun for your row home.
And that's what our job is to do.
Isn't, because we need to educate to that. There may be options that may be better.
Our job is to educate. Jose, give us your call letters again and have a happy Easter.
Oh, my brother, thank you very much. It's Philly Firearms Academy, PhillyGunTraining.com, and on Facebook as well at Philly Gun Training. And a great Easter to all of the Gun for Hire radio listeners. Thank you for your support these past 4 years. We've grown by leaps and bounds because of your support, and it is appreciated and noted, and that all technology issues are always Anthony's fault. Remember that. Any glitches are always Anthony's fault. Not Jose.
Jose Morales, Philadelphia Firearms Academy, PhillyGunTraining.com.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom. Oh, for the people. Freedom to the people.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Support those who support us. If you know anybody within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please refer them to Waldorf Chiropractic. The other thing is, Dr. Eric lost a ton of weight like me, and he's getting healthy going to the gym. Doc, this is a challenge. Join the Spartan race with the rest of us, okay? Wow. You said that you wanted to stop up. Let's go. Join the Spartan race with the rest of us, all right? It's on a homepage. It's also all over Facebook and everything. September 13th, we're doing it. I'm donating money to the SOAR group for everybody that runs with gun. Everybody's going to get two Gun for Hire shirts, one to run and ruin and one to keep afterwards. And also, we're going to have an after party that Gun for Hire is paying for. I'm paying for it for all people who attend. We have, I think, 36 people already.
Nice.
We're
going
to top out at 100 if we can. The SOAR group had their one-year anniversary party here last Sunday. Packed house, resounding success. The ladies did a great job. Sandy, Sherry, keep kicking ass, doing what you do. They're going to be branching out all over the state, hopefully eventually all over the country, so keep it up. The other thing I want to talk about right now is I got a bunch of letters before we have our next guest come on. This one is from Rob Morse from
hey,
the Polite
Rob.
Podcast, okay? I want to congratulate you on improving your physical health. Thank you. He's been inspired. I hear a lot of that. You made me laugh during your show, but I stopped going to Starbucks when they condemn man-woman marriage. I was a foster dad, so I know the cost kids pay when parents screw around and marriages fail. It's a sore subject with me, probably you too. He says, you are more sane than you think. We had an IDPA stage that started from inside an outhouse. Oh, for this, my shooting from the shitter, huh? An open revolver was sitting next to you when the buzzer went off. You had to stand and load. You could not go to your holstered gun until you shot your way out of the bathroom and sent it and set the empty revolver down. I love it. Okay?
He's shooting from the shitter.
You know, and this is a lot. Kudos to him. We are growing the gun culture in San Diego as you are in New Jersey. In the last 2 months, we have taken 40 doctors and nurses to a first shot stay at the range. God bless you.
Excellent.
We have another 80 doctors signed up. We use mentors from the San Diego chapter of Gun Owners of California. A journalist I've been training for 9 months will pick up her Glock 19 this weekend. She wants to carry when she's on assignment out of state. She's also in harm's way. Step by step. Politics come from culture. Thank you for supporting Saw in New Jersey. I had Saw and Jews Can't Shoot from L.A. on my show. Those Jews Can't Shoot? I love it. That's a great name. Jews Can't Shoot. Those women are growing gun culture from coast to coast and right from the heart of the anti-gun beast. Are you going to Dr. Lott's stand-up dinner in Nashville? Yes, I am. And I will see you, Rob. I'll be there Friday till Sunday. I'll fly in Friday morning in Nashville. This one's from Greg DiBernardo. It's spring break down here last week, so we take our 12-year-old daughter to Tennessee to see the Smoky Mountains. On Sunday night, we're sitting in a restaurant, and I see a guy walk by with a Parsippany, New Jersey sweatshirt. So I immediately say, Parsippany, and get his attention. We exchange pleasantries, and I tell him I was a refugee from Bergen County, but I now live in Georgia. His immediate reply is, you moved to a free state. Good for you. We can't wait to get out ourselves. Of course, I realized as soon as he said free state, he was one of us, but it gets better. He says, oh, you must be a 2A guy to me. And it was then that I told him to grab a seat in the booth because we needed to talk. He's asking about my carry permits, and we start passing around carry permits like playing cards at a poker table. When I told him I got my Georgia CCW enlist in a week, I think he nearly fainted. I asked him, since you're from Parsippany, sure you'll know about Gun for Hire, right? He goes, oh, yeah, Anthony, he's great. We both asked each other, you listen to the podcast? You can't make this stuff up. They both listened to the radio show. It's really cool. And he said he was going to Nashville to the NRA convention. So, yes, our reach is out there. And these guys had a nice little bond together, which I think is really cool. And he's also, Greg is busting our chops because he downloaded that blank episode that Jose screwed up. Remember?
Yeah.
Wasn't me. Kurt Andrews.
Way to deflect the blame.
First, I want to congratulate you on your weight loss. I have to lose 120 pounds in the last year. He lost 120 pounds. He needs to be fit to defend himself and a family. That's a good reason why. The other thing is, please tell the gentleman from California that I do care and don't give up. I work in the educational system, and the students and I have discussed about our Second Amendment rights, and we talk about California and New Jersey laws and compare them to Indiana laws. Education is our best weapon against oppression, and we all need to care. Kurt from the Free State of Indiana. He goes, this one is for you, Brian. I will not comply. Kurt Andrews. Thank you so much, Kurt. We appreciate that.
You know, and also I want to reach out to those guys in San Diego and tell them to reach out to Dr. John over at Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership.
Yes.
drgo.us. They can help you out a lot. And any physicians out there who are responsible gun owners or who are 2A advocates, reach out to drgo.us.
But now I want to tell you how small the world is. I get another email from Gene Rossi.
Yeah.
Who lives in Parsippany, who said he was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, wearing his Parsippany shirt, and a guy stopped him, which was Greg DiBernardo. Okay? So Greg sent me a letter about Gene, and Gene sent me a letter about Greg.
How cool is that?
Okay, I have both their letters here. How cool is that? All right? Another one of this one is from Brian Fetzner in Rochester. He goes, hello from upstate New York. Shooting from the shitter sounds like a pretty good class. I always worry about going at a urinal in public. Maybe they could be a 2-day combo class.
Yeah.
Shooting from the urinal.
Shooting from the shitter.
Pew pew and from the urinal. while peeing, pew-pewing while peeing, and shooting from the shitter. There, I came up with
that. Now, urinals are a problem because you can't see behind you. So
nice. Yeah. He wrote, I love the show. Appreciate all the news you're giving the other gun shows and that the other gun shows don't cover. Keep up the good work, and congratulations on 200 shows. He'll be taking Ayub's class in April. That's pretty cool. One more letter from Darius. I just listened to the 200 episode, and you ended with a mention about how to leave a house looking occupied. Darius sent us a thing. There's this website, faketv.com.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
It's a great. I leave the TV on in hotels and in my house too. My
fake
condo,
TV is great. It's like $30 or something like that.
Plug it in. Correct.
It's it works on LEDs. It comes on automatically after with sunset, and it programs to either 4 hours or 8 hours, and it's phenomenal. I got one for my in-laws.
And before we go to the break in a minute, State Senator Che Pumpkinhead Menendez, 14 indictments.
Yeah, gee, who did he tick off?
He pissed off Obama. 14 indictments, and he says he's innocent, and he's taking it to court. He's taking it to trial. He's doing whatever he's got to do.
Absolutely. Hopefully. So, I would like to see him doing the perp walk.
God bless him. The other thing is Rahm Emanuel looks like he might lose this runoff election because the rise in homicides is being used against him because they're saying the strict gun control is the reason we've had the rise in homicides.
Who is saying that?
His running mate, his opponent. What's his name? You knew his name already. Chupe Chupe or whatever his name is. He's got that weird name.
Choo-choo Charlie.
Yeah, they're attacking Rahm because they're saying that your strict gun control laws are doing nothing to curb crime because the homicide rate is at an all-time high. So it's starting to rear its ugly head for everybody is really good. And Hillary, still not indicted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sad.
Nixon erased 18 minutes of tapes. He got his pee-pee whacked big time. She just trashed the whole server with all her emails, and that's okay.
It's all right, though, because she likes using one device.
Yes. So Che is in big trouble. He came out and said he's innocent. He's going to fight it right to the end.
Of course he is.
And the reason why Governor Christie pardoned Shanine Allen is because
to make political,
he's running for president and he wants to look pro-gun.
Right. Which he's not. He's appointed two of the most anti-gun attorneys general that this state has ever seen.
Yes. Correct.
I mean, Florio's AG was really not as bad as some of these people.
So yeah, Christie's doing this because he's trying to cuddle up to us people that are pro-gun and on the right. But you know what? I ain't buying it.
Dude, a progressive is a progressive is a progressive.
Correct.
It doesn't matter whether they're Republican or Democrat. And it's not about conservative and liberal. You guys got to understand that. The Progressive Party is the party started by a Republican, Teddy Roosevelt, and it is the progressive agenda that controls everything. They need to control. It is all about control. Teddy Roosevelt grabs
an email from Steve Elber about Teddy Roosevelt.
Always going to be. Yeah, always going to be. This particular, this is a truth that you guys got to deal with. The progressive agenda is the thing that is the problem. It is not liberal. It is not conservative. It is all about progressives.
Correct. Did you say progresso? Now I'm hungry.
Not progresso.
Progressive. Sorry. Sometimes I hear things that I want to hear.
I know. Me too. Yeah.
I can understand that. I'm always hearing things. It was good to hear from Jose, too. Joe Giordano sent me a letter. Joe, I got to apologize to you. You send me tweets and stuff all the time, and I still don't know how to respond to them. Okay? I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
I don't know how to respond to them. Like, you know, I can, like, I read a tweet and I can retweet a tweet and I can favorite a tweet. But when
you don't know how
send
to
me
respond?
Tweet messages
I thought you
stuff,
just didn't know. He was saying something, you just didn't know how to respond.
I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
Every time I do it, I end up deleting the signature or some crap like that.
Well, talk to Jose.
But, you know, Joe had a thing. He was watching the Scientology documentary on HBO. Gave him idea. Scientology was trying to become a religion in the late 90s because they owed about $1 billion to the IRS. They were close to losing the fight when the Church of Scientology's legal team got 2,400 members to each file a lawsuit against the IRS for various things. The head of the IRS met with the COS head, and the Church of Scientology guy basically said, if you want to leave us alone, start considering us a religion, which will make us tax exempt, and the lawsuits will go away. The next day, they made them a religion. I didn't know that. I haven't seen the documentary. He goes, what if there were 2,500 lawsuits against the federal government all at once over a few hundred? Evan Knappen, we need an answer. Bye, Joe. Everything I do gonna be fine.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. A moment of silence. Luna passed on into the Rainbow Bridge, and she's on the other side now. So, Ron, my condolences. He already ordered another puppy already, which is he's doing his part.
He's doing the right thing.
Thank you. She will be sorely missed. Ron talked about a story about how I met him and Luna the first time, and I told him I hate him, but I love his dog, which is the truth, because I like animals way more than people.
Well, yeah,
but,
that's true.
Support MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites. They have 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events for up to 70 people. Support those who support us. We have a guest in the studio. Today we have Lieutenant John Uzzolino, who's also one of our top urban instructors and high-level instructors. You've been doing some private lessons, too, here and there as well. John, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Haven't had John in a while.
No, it's been a while.
That's because they got me a PBA silver card, so I had him on.
I got to bribe him.
Nice. We're on record saying that. No, so we got him on. Well, I wanted John for a couple of reasons. He's really been spearheading with Bill and Jimmy. They've been running all of the urban classes, indoor, outdoor, our clinics as well, private lessons and everything. And I just wanted to revisit some of those. So what have you guys been doing? What have you guys been doing down in Easton, PA?
We've been doing everything from our basic level courses going up to highly advanced training. It's been going really good over the past year and a half that we've been involved with this, and we've had people coming back over and over again to our classes, and it's just been going very well. I mean, get new groups of people coming in with the basic level, and they just come through all the way through to Urban Threes and our other advanced courses that we've been offering. And, this year we're bringing in some guest instructors to add to our level of instruction and things like that. And everything's going very well so far.
Isn't it great, the spectrum of people we draw? I always tell people from the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Isn't it something?
Yeah, we have everyone from all walks of life come in. And they're all good people. They all want to learn, which is great. And we have a good time with everybody.
Sandy, when you go to the class, you have males, females, old, young, a little overweight, physically fit, every color, and then you talk to people, I'm a neurosurgeon. What do you do? Well, I'm going to school. Yeah. And what do? I pump gas.
Right.
Yep.
And
then what about the gun selection? What do you see representing mostly?
Mostly, a lot of Glock for handguns, and then, the ARs and everything like that. Everyone's got all different ones, but, all the base are all the same, and people come in and they want to show you what they have, and they're very proud of what they buy and look into, and it's bad on me because then I go out and buy new stuff all the time because things out there.
Who doesn't?
It's a downside of it all.
Yeah, yeah. So not that that's that of a downside.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Not to us anyway. To our spouses, perhaps.
And how many people do you see that are not happy with their gear when they take their first advanced class?
It's probably about 70% of the people come in and they buy this high-end gear sometimes, or they hear that, this high-end operator uses it, or an officer, a friend of theirs that uses it. And
He carries it.
Only the two times a year we have to qualify here. But I won't go on that because I'll suck on a tangent. they come in and now, either they have a low leg gear or they have concealed holsters, and concealed holsters are big too, because you have to draw removing maybe some of your clothes, moving some of your clothing or it's hidden in a spot. And to try to draw fast like that when you need it, it's tough. And then they wind up, you know, taking some of our suggestions that we've seen and used out there. And we really put all the equipment to the test. That's one of our main things we go in and we tell people right in the beginning, test your equipment tonight because or
correct,
today.
Correct.
Because you may not like it at the end of the day. And a lot of people come like, wow, you know, I spent all this money on this gear and I hate it. Where their guns are falling out while we're running, or they can't draw at the same time, and you know it's good to test your gear. Unfortunately, you have to buy it first before you.
It's the only way to find out, though. Unfortunately, yep. It's the only way to find out.
Don't you guys have? But you have a rental program too. But you can't see what in the Easton facility. That's outdoors, right? So it's
right,
away from
right.
Here.
And basically, and I mean, not just talking about your firearms. We're talking about
it's everything
your holsters,
else, the entire
your
rig.
Mag pouches, your slings, your chest rig, and all that stuff. So
well, we've all got drawers filled with those things.
Yes.
I tell everybody I have like 2 Walmart containers full of holsters at home. And my go-to is the one, same one I've been using for 15
forever.
Years
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But I've tried everything.
Yeah.
You know, I had a woman come in here, and you know, this is not, I don't really talk too much woman issues. They tell us the same thing as like with bras. They tell us that the fancy ones they buy are the most uncomfortable, and then they find their go-tos, and they end up buying 7 of the same one. And I think holsters are the same thing. You're going to find it's not comfortable, it's comfortable or whatever, but you see it all. And then, you know, the great part about our staff is that they're going to take the time to teach the guy or the girl who's in the urban class, because we don't believe in like berating people or saying that our gear or our stuff is the best. We know there's no one way or dogmatic way, you know, to do stuff. We're very open, you know.
And also myself and Bill, we're not big on that screaming and yelling at you. You know, there's a time and place for that. But, you know, you're trying to get through the basics and trying to teach you how to protect yourself. There's no need for
drill
someone
sergeant
to be,
sort of tactic.
At the time. I mean, as we go up in the levels, obviously we put more stress on you. And, and that's the big thing. Your stress level is going to be through the roof if anything ever happens. But we're not there to yell at you and degrade you. And you know,
well, you can't learn with a high stress level in the beginning.
No.
You just can't learn that way.
No. That's why people keep coming back.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of our students, which is a beautiful thing.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And like you say, you know, welcome to the family all the time. And it is. It's like a family. We come out there, you know, we hug each other. And after seeing each other for 4 or 5 times in classes, and to tell you the truth, we get a lot of ideas from the students, too. They come in, oh, I wish we could do this. I wish we could do that. And we gear our training towards what our feedback is.
And that's what we do. We'll change it. And then we have plenty of students, they come back for individual privates because they want to improve on a skill, or they just bought a new platform that they want to try. So we're very open and creative with that. Now, being a lieutenant in a small town, which is a really beautiful town, by the way.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, too. You say that. It's a small town in New Jersey, but has a population probably bigger than most Midwestern cities.
It's about 12,000.
About 12,000.
12,000. I mean, you're talking about a decent-sized Midwestern city.
Are you mocking me?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, you've never left, you know, you've never left Essex County most of your life.
And we're a little over 2 square miles. So
yeah,
it's not like we're
huge. Exactly, right.
You cross the town in less than 5 minutes. So, you know, there's a lot of people, and you know, I do the firearms also in town, and it's almost like a full job, doing the permitting and things like that. And
do you have a lot of people showing up for permits now that you didn't have before?
Yes, a load of people. That's why I meet most of the people from town, and then you know, they a lot of them come here, and one of the reasons they do because they see the range here, and they're like, oh, you know, I always wanted to do it. And they come in. They'll come in here and ask me questions on how to get their permitting, or they stop in, and it just every day I get 2 or 3 people come in. Either they want new permits, or it's a new person getting their firearms ID card as well as their permits. So
it's kind of interesting too how much flack Anthony took trying to get into this town to open a range, and now all of a sudden everybody's just wide open.
But it was just all based on education.
Yes, exactly.
Because of the media.
Right.
Because of the way it's embraced, and we've turned it around, correct?
Yes, definitely.
You know, we've definitely turned it around, and we're meeting with the powers that be next week for some expansion plans here, and so far everybody's been embracing it. So,
You know, in the beginning, too, like when Ant and Tom were coming to the council meetings and, you know, I was there for support, and afterwards I would talk to the people on the planning board, and they would have questions, and a lot of things I explained to them, and now they understood what was going on, and we haven't had one complaint from any of the residents here since we've been open.
Yeah, which is amazing too, because that's what the council was really upset about
right.
in the beginning. But they were under these misconceptions, like bullets were going to come flying out of the back of the building,
correct.
That right. sort of thing.
Yeah. Correct.
Which is again media.
Yes.
You know, you've got people that who like CNN, who actually goes out there, stages a guy blowing up cinder blocks with a 9mm Glock, and this is what they see.
Right.
You know, this is television.
When we come back, I want Lieutenant Ouse to talk a little bit about crime trends and stuff. All right.
Okay.
Spring is here.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back. So Lieutenant, tell us a little bit of some trends and any tips you can give our listeners, male, female, child, family alike. You're married. You have two kids.
Yes.
You're like your wife's a nurse?
Yes.
So you're like the typical American. You don't have 2.3 kids. You got two sons. You live in this town.
Yes.
Your wife is a nurse. You're a police officer. You can't ask for them. That's like the American dream there, right? Right?
Yeah, everything's going well.
You need a chicken in every pot and a 5 cent cigar, a good 5 cent
good,
cigar.
Good 5 cent
cigar.
They make
so tell us what's going on, John.
So, you know, recently in the past few weeks, the weather's getting warm. Like I said, spring's arrived, so burglaries are on the rise.
It's funny. We were just talking about that in the prior segment. Before you came in, and we were talking with Jose in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I said, you guys all have something in common in the fact that you're doing training here in urban areas where you have to worry about issues that you wouldn't have to worry about in a rural area.
Right.
And that... I don't know how it is in the rural areas,
yeah.
but by me, I live in sort of a tourist area.
Right.
Our crime shoots through this through the ceiling as soon as it starts to get.
Yeah, down. Yeah, and it just.
But it's you guys coming down by us.
What do you call it, shoobies?
So what are you seeing? What are you seeing?
So, I mean, most of the burglaries now are during the day because, let's face it, like people work. Like you said, me and my wife, we both work, so they know.
Sure.
Majority of the people, there's nobody around. Mrs. Jones isn't looking out around who's not allowed in the area or who's not familiar. And so they're knocking on doors, seeing if anybody's home. Somebody answers, they'll either portray themselves as a, you know, utility worker or they have something for sale. And they'll move on to the next house to see who's not home. Or they'll ask, hey, is Joe here? No, there's no Joe. Oh, I'm sorry, I must have had the wrong address. And they move on to the next home, and you know, they're checking, nobody answers the front door. They're going around to the rear of the home and checking the back door. And then, either unfortunately, we've had a lot of people leave their doors unlocked still. How, why they do that, I don't
old
know.
School. Yep.
Old school,
yeah,
old school. And they, you know, yeah. they go in or they leave
safe
it unlocked for their kids and things like that because they don't want them to have a key.
We grew up without having locked doors,
right.
And I'm not gonna lock my doors.
Yeah, and they enter the home, and where they do, they shoot right to your bedroom. look for your jewelry box, grab what they can, and they're out of there in a couple minutes. So, you know, just a tip, keep your jewelry in an area where it may be a pain in the butt for you to get to, but it's same for the bad guy coming in your house. So you keep it in an inconspicuous area, and they'll, you know, look through your drawers, and they'll find anything, and they'll go on to the next
house. You know, we had, when my wife a few years ago walked in on it was a home invasion in progress, and the interesting part about it is when we went back up, when the detectives got there, literally every bedroom, just the top drawers were opened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, my wife is a little odd in the sense that she keeps her jewelry in the bottom drawer under her socks,
yeah,
and they never touch the drawer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Same thing with me. I had a very expensive watch in the bottom drawer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what they look for, something quick. They know people that every day they're just going to grab it, so they look for the top drawers or the jewelry box right there on top. They grab it and they're out of the house, especially if an alarm or some type goes off. They know 5 to 10 minutes it takes us to get there by the time the alarm company gets
the
call. So alarms
are not deterrents.
And again, that's not police delay, because we've had them come here.
No, it's the alarm company, yeah.
The alarm goes off. After so many seconds, the alarm company calls. No one answers the house.
The first number. Then they call the second number.
Then they call the second number, and then they call the police,
yeah,
and then the police are dispatched. That's at least 5 minutes, and I'm being gracious here.
Oh, very gracious.
7, 8, 9 minutes it could be.
Absolutely.
And then you're hoping the cop's going to get there.
Right.
In time. What if they're on a call? What if there's something else going on? It's bad weather. There's accidents.
Yeah,
and
car
cops
wreck
on the
somewhere.
Other,
sure.
Cops on the other side of town.
Yep.
They got to get there. Make sure. Then hopefully Central Station had the address correct.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. Right. So then by the time they get there, and again, I could just, with you in the van, Sandy, we talk about this all the time, smash in the back door, grab a few things, run out, and in the obligatory white van, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Every jobber uses, every wallpaper guy and spackler and plumber all have a white van.
With a roof rack on the top that holds ladders.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So, okay.
What else you seeing, Ooze?
A lot of scams going on, phone scams, especially this time of year. They'll pose themselves as IRS agents, and they're using these apps out there that they'll change the number they're calling from. And we've had a couple where they've used the Passaic County Sheriff's Department actual main number.
Really?
Oh, man.
They'll get names of officers that actually worked. I'm Officer Johnson from the Passaic County Sheriff's Department. The IRS contacted us. You still owe $5,000. I have a warrant for your arrest. You know, if you send it in an hour, Western Union, to this number, we won't come and get it. And people fall for it. And they've been sending money, and then they come to me, and it goes right out of the country, and there's nothing I could do at that point.
Wow.
So, holy shit.
Yeah, you would never, ever
by changing the number. I mean, if the caller ID came up like Passaic County Sheriff's Office, I'd be like, hello?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah.
Right.
And then,
now they're using real names.
So all of our listeners listen to that. Lieutenant Uzzolino said they're using an app that they can change their phone number. So the caller ID comes up. It's going to say the IRS. It's going to say the Sheriff's Department. It's going to say, this is scary shit now.
Yes.
Now, the app is, I mean, so the caller's calling from the U.S., but the money's being wired out to, like, Nigeria or
correct.
China or
yes,
someplace,
yep,
right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, once it leaves the country, there's nothing
what
we can
do
about it.
What can you do about it?
Yeah. And then, you know, people will call and confirm Passaic County Sheriff's Department. Does Officer Joe Johnson work there? Yes, he does. And then, oh, my God, and they hang up and they get nervous, you know.
Now, that would never work on my father-in-law. He would just say, come and arrest me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he would not part. He has his communion money buried somewhere up in the attic.
I wouldn't give the money over the phone. I'd say, I'm coming down to take care of this. But what if you're an elderly person, a little feeble or something? What if you're a first-generation immigrant that doesn't have a super command of the language and you fear the law because the country you came from, you know, the law was the military or whatever?
Right.
They're going to give
kinda
their
like
credit.
Kind of like we're getting?
Yeah. Well, we're headed there. Yeah. They're going to give their credit card number over the phone. And the hardworking person or an older person would read that they worked all their life for the money is going to be scammed.
Exactly
out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
a few other ones too. They'll say we're public service. Your bill hasn't been paid for a few months. We have a worker at the Walgreens. Let's say, go into the Walgreens, buy gift cards for $500 or whatever it is, and give it to him directly, and then you'll be paid up. At that point.
Wow.
And a couple times we were able to, not my agency, but other agencies, people were smart enough, wait a minute, they just thought something was wrong, got the plate, and we were able to get the guy. But that's how people just are falling for that.
But
stuff.
And I got to say something. If you fall for that one, you deserve to lose the money. I'm sorry. No, no. But if you're going to go to Walmart
buy gift cards, and give it to the guy who's got the yellow vest on.
Yeah, nothing marked. Or...
I have property for sale in the Everglades. Yes, exactly. I'd like to unload, too.
It comes, it goes.
John, those are great. What else, man?
We've had, some notes here. ID theft. Is big too nowadays.
Shred and burn your garbage.
Yes, and people who have residents in town went to file their taxes, and it came back. They electronically filed right then and there with H&R Block or wherever they went, and it says, "Oh wait, it's coming up that you filed your taxes already." And they say, "No, I didn't file my taxes," and it comes up that it was filed in Arizona or wherever. Somebody was able to get all their information.
To scam the returns.
Woo. Yes, so that stuff's going on. Also today, so you got to be careful, like you said, destroy everything, don't keep anything with any of your information online. Shredders are a great thing out there.
Yeah, people don't realize that your garbage is a scary thing. I burn in the summer, I shred everything. In the winter, I would burn everything in the wood stove in my old house, so because I don't want anybody even junk mail with my name on it.
Right.
See, so, by us, they have we've got rural mail delivery, so our boxes are way out on the street. You would never know if somebody was stealing your mail out of the boxes.
No, that's why you need cameras around your house and cameras facing your mail.
Cameras are a great thing for us now. I mean, burglaries, anything happening, even if they catch a little bit of a plate on the street. Just when I canvass the neighborhood with things going on, I see cameras and I try to grab as much as I can. It just helps us saves me a lot of work.
And it helps too for, let's get back to basics. When we used to keep an eye on our neighbors' homes, really watch, and you knew, everybody in the neighborhood knew who belonged and who didn't belong.
Yes, yeah. And they're inexpensive today. It's not like they're a crazy amount of money, and they're very easy.
Yeah, for $100 you can get a drop cam at Costco.
Remember to drop cams if your Wi-Fi is down or your power is down. Your cameras don't work anymore. Yeah. So remember, that's more of an amateur level, but the clarity is great. I live in a hotel right now, and I have 3 drop cams. And when I leave the dog alone, I can monitor and everything. But my house that I'm in the process of moving out of and getting rid of, I had a professional camera system with a battery backup.
Yeah.
And it didn't need Wi-Fi to operate, so you have to cut your difference. Like if you own a business, you want real cameras,
right?
And you also got to look at your resolution too. Like we talk about this all the time. Is you see a liquor store broken into?
6 foot tall gray guy
between
wearing gray.
5'6", 6'6". He was gray, wearing a gray hoodie with a gray green. All our listeners, you've all seen the surveillance video. The police are looking for this man. And you look at the video. Are you kidding me?
Is that Sasquatch?
Are you kidding? Right. I mean, you deal with that all the time. Yeah, you would love to have some sharper resolution or infrared cameras, right?
Yeah, yes, definitely. Yeah, because, they think, it's CSI on TV.
Yeah, you're going to be able to blow up the picture
and see what it is.
It just pixelates when you blow it up. You can't see anything.
Yeah, you got gray blotches. Yeah.
And I have a system that picks up their face and tells me who it is right away.
Facial recognition is coming. Any other tips?
As police departments, we've been receiving a lot of swatting calls also, where people are using that app and calling hostage situations. We're going in, and we've kicked in a few doors here in town because nobody's home.
Great.
We're like, what's going on? And people are out to dinner on vacation, and we just busted in their door because we had a swatting call.
Welcome home. So,
what a society.
Yeah. Technology's good and bad.
It's good and bad.
John, thanks for coming.
No problem.
Listen, Marcus Max will be here April 8th, Ballistics 101. Learn what to do with your gun after 50 yards, your riffle. First cane class was sold out. Next cane class is May 17th. I think there's 4 seats left. Kevin Reeder is going to be here. Basic first aid, May 16th. Professional trip planning, May 9th. Hemorrhage quick clot control, April 24th. Emergency medical response for the RSO, May 3rd. CPR AED, April 26th. Home defense shotgun, May 12th. We have a boatload of high-level classes that Ooze will be spearheading, and we'll be talking about those on next week's show, which we'll be taping a little early because I'm going to Nashville, and then the week after I will be reporting on the NRA convention and how many jazzy cycles I saw when I was out there and how much barbecue I didn't have.
You didn't have. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Detective Uzzolino, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, even you, Jose, in Philadelphia, we thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, be safe. You heard the stuff that's going on. Remember to spread the word about how great shooting is. Each one, reach one. Turn somebody on to shooting. Turn them on to the show. You can follow us on Facebook at Gun for Hire Radio. Say goodbye, Winston. A happy Easter and a very happy Passover to everyone. From sea to ocean.